Intimate. Written by Speaking of Strawberry Jam and read by Kate Starks. Sherlock loved being intimate with John, but intimate didn't always mean sex.
I was a quick, wet boy, diving too deep for coins, all of your street light eyes, wide on my plastic toys. Then when the cops closed the fair, I cut my long baby hair and stole.
The night before was fantastic. Of course it was. Any first time with John would seem so, even if it wasn't the best sex in the world. Which Sherlock knew it wasn't. They had barely begun to learn each other. The best was yet to come. But everything that happened afterwards, so much more intimate in every way, but the physical than the main event, could not possibly be improved. John lying half sprawled over him, feeding him lazy kisses as they caught their breath. Rolling out of bed to clean up, returning to John's smile, tired, inviting, euphoric. John resting his head on Sherlock's chest, cuddled up against his side. Sherlock's fingers threading through the slightly overgrown blonde hair, gently lulling John to sleep. Sherlock was glad that John didn't bother with the typical praises and I love yous and sweet talk in those fantastically intimate hours. The silence was probably intentional for his sake. John knew him well enough to guess that he preferred to bask in the afterglow and useless words than would have been annoying and detracted from it. Unfortunately, their doorbell rang early the next morning. Sherlock was already awake, so stumbled out of bed with muttered curses on their visitor's life, leaving John to take his time in yawning and sitting up to face the world. Sherlock returned to John's room a few minutes later and paused in the doorway, a slow smile coming to his lips. John was facing the bed and stretching, Sherlock's open shirt riding up in the process to show a tantalizing stretch of skin.
If you were planning to greet Lestrade like that, I worry for his heart, Sherlock commented,
making John laugh and turn to face him. Says the man who greeted Lestrade wearing only his boxers and his lover's jumper, he pointed out, padding over to Sherlock and dragging him down for a kiss. The poor bloke scared already.
Nevertheless, Sherlock purred,
his right hand stroking John's back. It hovered where the fabric ended, the very tip of his little finger tickling John's skin.
Wallace, you are more than welcome to parade around in nothing but my shirt when we're alone. I'm sure he would appreciate it if you were wearing boxers. The idiots at the crime scene would likely hope for trousers too, as ridiculously overdressed as that is.
John hummed, kissed him again, and then murmured against his lips, "Jumper suits you, but I prefer it on the floor." Sherlock's laughter drifted down to be heard by Lestrade, who eyed the stairs with a suspicious smile. Yes, Sherlock thought, this is just as good as the sex.
I'm a fat house cat, nursing my sore blunt tongue.
This concludes the Podfic Intimate. Well, sort of. You can either continue to listen along to the track currently playing, which is Flightless Bird, American Mouth, by Iron and Wine, until it ends, which will then be followed by Podficker Notes. Or you can end here. Either way, I hope you enjoyed this podfic. Please, if you enjoy this podfic, make sure to pop over to Speaking of Strawberry Gems, Archive of Our Own page. And also, if you would like to leave me feedback, which is always very much appreciated, you can find me at LiveJournal and DreamWidth under Kate Starks. Thanks once again for listening, and I hope your next podfic experience is as great as the last. Hey guys, Kate Starks here. I'm just really gonna go briefly over why I did this podfic and stuff, because, you know, because I thought, what the hell, I guess? And I really like listening to podfic notes, and in case you are interested, I thought I'd just add it. So, yeah. So, I'm gonna start with how I came along with this story. Because it's quite interesting. Well, I don't know if it's interesting. Obviously, differences in opinion will occur. But anyway, I was actually looking through Sherlock fanfiction on Archive of Our Own, and I just wanted something small because, you know, I haven't had a lot of hours to spare recently with school being crazy. So I just wanted something I could do in a couple of hours and, you know, produce something of high quality. And so I came across this fic intimate while searching many tags. I had tabs and tabs and tabs open. I was searching things like intimate and John Locke, and, you know, I wanted something that was small, concise, simple, but it still had a lot to it. I actually read a lot of fan fiction aloud. I actually read books aloud as well to myself quite a lot. Just because I feel I enjoy a story better when read aloud. Not necessarily by other people, but, you know, even myself. And I've never been a big audiobook person, but podficking has taken over my life, and whether that's listening or reading. So I came across this fanfic, and I immediately actually fell in love with it in a way, because, you know, there was light humour, but there was also those sort of intimate, it was kind of in an intimate sort of moment, you know, they're kind of in this almost microcosm, so to speak, and then it's kind of interrupted, but yeah, and I did read this one aloud, and I was like, this would be such a great fic to kind of, it's like small and nice, but so you get quite a bit out of it, and you can elaborate so much in a way. So yeah, probably just gave you a really long explanation about nothing there. Oh my god. I mean, I was actually thinking about how I could relate it to poetry, which is really bad. I was thinking, you could relate it to, like, John Donne poetry. It's like, yeah, maybe not. And then I got my friend to help me. We were looking through tons of music, because I'm a music freak when it comes to podfics. I'm like a playlist-aholic. I have like 80 or so playlists on my iTunes. And I have, like, you know, a John Locke, one of my many. And, you know, a podfic music playlist of songs to use in my future podfics. Some I've actually already picked out, which I'm purposely finding a fic to go with it. It's pretty bad. I have an issue with that. And actually another thing I wanted to address, which I haven't really addressed before, is my accent. Yeah.
My friends say I sound really posh English when I read. Really confused by that. So I kind of want to sort out the fact that my accent changes all the time. But I'm actually Australian, but I've lived overseas for 8 years now. So my accent is really mucked up. It's a cross between English, Australian, and American, so do apologise for any of my mispronunciations or confusions or if I sound wonky or weird at times. I know my dialogue comes out really odd sometimes, different voices. Apparently when I try to actually do an Australian accent, I sound like a man, so yes. So that's probably why it comes out a lot of my Sherlock accent. I have no idea, so please, I apologise for any miscommunication there, and I'm trying to improve. I'm actually really satisfied with how this podfic turned out. So, you know, I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I did making it. And yeah, I'm just getting rambly on for forever, so what can I say? Thank you so much for listening again, and I'll see you guys later. I guess. Bye, and thanks for listening again.